Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We go to the phones where Steve Kuyler joins us, basketballinsiders.com. He's too busy right now to even contemplate watching Twin Peaks because he's trying to figure out, if I had said to you before the playoffs began that we had the chance to have two teams go 12-0 into the NBA Finals, would you have told me I was crazy, or would you have believed, yeah, that's pretty conceivable?
I would have thought it was conceivable. I mean, look, the Warriors and the Cavs are so much better than anybody that they're facing. Look, if it would have been the Rockets, maybe the Rockets would have given the Warriors a game. I thought maybe a healthy Spurs team would. I think it looked like they would, but, you know, it's just, you see it. You know, best player on any one team goes down, and all of a sudden you're an also-ran. But that's not the case with the Cavs and the Warriors, and I think that's why we see them sitting where they are.
I'm going to steal a line from one of my Twitter followers. I retweeted it earlier this morning to give them proper credit, that the Celtics are the first team to tank after the lottery. That's because this to me is as gutless as it's come. Those two games were as gutless a home court performance that I've ever seen.
Well, there are two things in that. Is one, keep in mind the Celtics are playing with house money here. You know, they were not expected to get here. That roster is loaded with guys on rookie scale contracts. Brad Stevens coached these guys out of their mind. But when you get to the postseason, when you start to play against real teams in the playoffs, you know, the cream always rises to the top. And I think what you're seeing with the Celtics is they're not ready for primetime, but they're set up for it. You know, when you've got the number one overall pick, when you've got, you know, the ability to get into free agency again, these young guys are just getting a taste of what all of this is like. How hard are they going to work? Some of these young guys have played themselves into situations where Danny Ainge can trade them for a lot more value than maybe existed even 2 months ago. So they're really in a very good place going forward. The fact that they won the East was more about the Cavaliers taking March off than anything. But this Celtics team's good. They're going to be good for the future, but they're not Cavalier good. And certainly without Isaiah Thomas, and that's just such a tragic thing, kind of given the season he was having, for him to not be able to finish it. But, you know, look, it's I think the Celtics are in a good place, and they're going to be a better team for the experience. But I also think a lot of credit goes to the Cavaliers. This Cavs team, as much as we all joked about, was there a switch to flip? I think they flipped two of them because they are just so good right now.
I believe that this series has exposed that they've got some bad DNA. I think that's a team that's got some bad DNA. The Boston
the Cavaliers?
The Boston Celtics.
Yeah,
because if a team rolls over like that on their home court, on those stages, to me that says you might be going out and getting a pretty piece. You may go trade for a Paul George. You may be drafting something really, really good and shiny. But the foundation might not be as good as you think psychologically or mentally tough.
Well, this has been a collection of pieces for sure. I mean, when you look at kind of how this team has come together and the fact that Danny Ainge has been willing for the last 2 years to trade almost anyone, you know, tells you they don't really feel like they got the core pieces. But I think they've got some, you know, look, the hardest thing in the NBA is to get the guy, the focal point guy. You know, they don't have that, but they do have some really good support pieces. I think Kelly Olynyk showed that he's a very interesting player. I think Marcus Smart has surfaced as a really interesting player, especially defensively. You know, Avery Bradley is a very good player. But, you know, do they have the five guys that are ready to go against the Cavaliers next season? No, they're not even close to that. But they've got some things to work with. But the fact that you've been able to have this kind of success with that says if you can get a couple more pieces, you know, the draft pick, maybe something in trade, maybe something in free agency, you know, you're in a much better place than, you know, half the teams in the East.
Gut instinct, Steve Kuyler, better defensive team. Do you think there's a definitive answer between the Cavs and the Warriors? Which team is the better defensive team where you wouldn't even doubt giving me the answer?
Well, I think it's the Warriors for sure. I mean, when you look at kind of how they've played all year, the Cavs' Achilles heel has been they haven't been good defensively in the regular season. Now, in the postseason, they've been really good, but I also think that's a big product of, you know, one, LeBron has come out and just played at another level, and then they get ahead, then teams start to try to, you know, chip away with threes, and then all of a sudden you look great defensively because the other team is panicking, you know, but the Warriors have been sustainably good defensively, and I think you saw it. I mean, you think about that first game one, just, you know, you're down, what was it, 26? And just chip away at it. You did it with defense, and you didn't have to panic. You didn't need Steph Curry to go for 50 to get there. So they're very good defensively. And look, I think Draymond Green's going to win Defensive Player of the Year. I think you can make a case that they've got three kind of really good changers, game changers on the defensive end. And, you know, that's a pretty rare thing. They've really bought in. I think they're underrated a little bit defensively because you just get so enamored with their star power and their ability to score.
I'm going to give you a chance to poke one of my theories from earlier on in the show, one of my proposals, totally full of holes. Feel free to embarrass me or tell me that it's idiotic. I am proposing for the NBA to improve its regular season and to improve parity in the league. Every team that misses the playoffs gets one ping pong ball with their logo on it. And we do a two-hour show where those 14 teams all have a chance to get the number one pick. And so that way we have no franchises that ever want to tank again because they have no real benefit from being the last place team in the league. And then you have a chance to get some teams that are just missing the playoffs with a chance to add some really critical pieces that they might not normally be able to get. You take away some of the no man's land of the middle ground in the NBA.
Yeah, the no man's land is the worst place to be because the NBA system now is brutal. But, you know, the NBA looked at this. You know, we looked at a bunch of different stuff. You know, the Boston Celtics proposed this wheel-type scenario where your pick was predetermined for the next 30 years. You know, they looked at a lot of different things, but at the end of the day, the owners wouldn't vote for it. And the reason the owners wouldn't vote for it is in the NBA, you're selling two things. You're selling we're a playoff team, or you're selling we're going to be the guy that gets the number one overall pick and we'll be a playoff team. So, you know, there's a market in, and I mean, you look at the Philadelphia 76ers. I mean, think of all of the bad basketball that's gone on in Philly for the last 6 years, and it's all been trust the process and the draft. If you take that away, you know, could Philly be a better team? You know, the problem is the bottom of the NBA is about mismanagement. And I don't think that changes if you take the incentive or at least the reward of the draft away. I think you'll still see bad basketball because a lot of it is bad coaching and mismanagement.
So give me this just before we go. As a Sixers fan myself, you can make me feel a little better. They have next year, they have their first round pick. They have the Lakers' first round pick. And they have the Sacramento Kings' first round pick. Tell me are there going to be three lottery picks?
They might be. Look, the Sacramento Kings are in a rebuild. I think the Lakers will do better. They're going to add another really good player, and I think that you started to see they could win some games. So is it going to be the 12th pick? You know, the truth of it is the history of the lottery is if you're in the top three, you're generally in the lottery again next year. It's pretty rare that you can jump out if you've been that bad. So it's a good chance. Good chance those
there
picks
you go.
Be that high.
You're making me happy, Steve. Enjoy the enjoy what has been. It's going to be an eventful finals. So we'll talk to you a little bit down the road.
And you know, I remind people: look, the NBA was great when it was the Lakers and the Celtics every year because everybody knew the players. And I think that's what we're lining up against is just David versus David.
Love chatting with you, Steve. Basketball Insiders. Check out Steve Kuyler. Good job, man. Thank you, buddy.
Anytime, John.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news. You call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.